I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Meh, bitch. I move blocks and pounds. I move out with small blocks from towns. Move out with small blocks and pounds. And I take everything to the table bag and rock it down. Fuck who you watching now. The neighbors, they in pocket now.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast with your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're back in the house for another episode. I guess I can really stop saying that because we're always in the house for every episode. I mean, we haven't done any outside the house episodes yet, so.
Oh no, that's when we get serious. We have to make McDonald's.
Right. But we have a special guest in the house.
Yes, sir.
Yoli the Jew from Twitter. She's at Yoli the Jew. And also, she has her own YouTube channel. You can go to youtube.com, type in Yoli the Jew, and it's Y-O-L-I-E, the Jew. If you don't know how to spell the Jew, then I really don't know how you found our podcast. But, you know, you can go there, man, and she has these great videos. She has videos of her crib, you know, showing you around her luxurious, Jewish estates.
Yes.
Yes. She has all sorts of, I don't know. Yoli, what do you call them? Do you call them parodies? Do you call them songs? Are they remixes? What would you call them?
I would call them parodies.
Okay. So she has all sorts of parodies of songs and odes to, a lot of these women on Twitter that, just catch her fancy every once in a while.
Yes.
And first of all, I forgot to say what's up to everybody, Yoli. I'm sorry.
How ya doing?
when you do these songs, what does it take for a special lady to catch your eye? Now they're only for the ladies, right?
Basically, yeah. But I'm not like gay or nothing.
Right. Yeah. You specified that very clearly on Twitter when I asked. I was like, I noticed these are all for women. You said one of them, you were talking about breaking up with someone, and it was before I knew if they were comedy or not. Cause I was kind of,
you were scared.
Yeah. I was like, she could be very disturbed, but I enjoy her tweets. You know, which I mean, wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. We've had crazy people on here before. Laura Q, he knows what's up.
Yes. So
what does it take for a special lady to catch her fancy and get a whole song about her?
She has to have big titties.
Mm-hmm.
A big ass.
Yes, that is.
And she also has to be, you know, funny. I have to, you know, laugh at her.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Titties. Hey, I'm writing these down. Cause
okay.
Very
titties.
Big ass. Okay.
And humor.
Humor. Got it. So if I find somebody on Twitter like that, if I recommend them to you,
direct them my way.
Okay, so you might consider them for a song. Now, who's the first person you decided to make a song for?
You know her, Lene.
Yeah.
She was the person behind my one song about. It was a Bruno Mars song. Dang, I can't even remember my songs.
I know the beat. It was to Catch a Grenade, right?
Catch a Disease for You. I wrote that for Nay.
You know, now that is love. You know, a lot of people, they toss around the word love these days. And we're going to get into that a little later. But real love is saying, you know what, I will catch a disease for you.
Yeah. And I would, definitely. Well, I would have, but things are over between us.
Yeah. I mean, at the time, you know, I mean, love doesn't always last forever. You know how it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. But, herpes does.
It does. Yes, that is true. That is true.
And no matter how much you change your clothes or your drawers, it'll still stick with you. Sorry to inform you people out there.
Now, when I watched your videos, I felt like Joker in the old Batman movie, the first one with Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Not the very first one with Adam West. I mean, come on.
No.
I'm only 32. But I was thinking about it because I watched the videos, and every video she has on a different hat, and I felt like the Joker when he's like, where does he get those wonderful toys? Like, where do you get all those hats? Is Bruno Mars okay? Did you, like, kidnap him and take his hat collection?
I did. We're, like, he and I are the same size, the same weight, same head size. So, I borrowed them without him knowing.
How much thought goes into your wardrobe before you do a video? Because the hats are they're awesome, and I even saw one that looked like a beanie around a cowboy hat, but the top was cut out of the beanie. Like, is there a thought behind that? Is there a method to the madness, or were you just like, fuck it, these two things now?
That there is some thought process to it. It's what I feel comfortable in, like, because I am actually a very shy person. So I wear the hats and the outfits to kind of distract me from singing, I guess.
Mm.
So I do put thought into my outfits.
Yeah, I'm also pretty introverted, like, in certain situations anyway. Like, I don't talk to anybody at work. But, you know, I pick and choose my spots, but... Yeah, I was gonna ask, how did you get the courage, like, to do your first, like, I'm gonna do a video, I'm putting this shit on YouTube, and I'm letting everybody know, you know, that I will catch a disease for somebody?
I was actually a little nervous about YouTube, because, you know, people with their comments, but then I just didn't give a fuck anymore, and I put them on there, and most of them have been a hit.
Cool, man.
Ooh. Cool. I have a question. Where did you come up with your name?
Well, my first name is Yoli, and I'm Jewish. I put the two together and added the.
That's smart. I was going to be Roddy the Black, but it just didn't have that ring that I was going for.
No.
So, you know, when I saw your name, I was like, oh, maybe I should have went there. I fucked up. Rodimus Prime's already trademarked anyway.
Yes, it is. And my next question is, do you feel sometimes that you are not taken serious in your art craft because you're a woman?
Sometimes, but I don't want to be taken seriously.
So, yeah, if you're being funny, then I guess being taken. So, wait, it's kind of weird, though, because don't you want to be taken seriously as a funny person?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like, do sometimes people just dismiss your comedy because you're a woman?
I've never felt like that.
Yeah, it's deep, man. I know, like I said, the first time I saw your video, I wasn't sure if you were serious or not. So, like, and I think that's part of my own male ego, because I was like, well, she is a woman, and she is talking about a breakup, and then my heart just went to, like, a bad place where, like, oh, no, not Yoli. What did they do to you? Fuck that person. Let's go find them on Twitter and, like, make them quit Twitter. And then she was like, no, they're all jokes. And I was like, these are hilarious.
Yes, the best thing ever.
I think if you know me and you go to my channel, you know that it's all jokes. But if you were to randomly come on it, I mean, not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think that's kind of what happened to me. But I think they're all hilarious and they're all genius now. So...
Thank you.
You know, and some of them I don't, like, what made you go get in the snow that day for the video, Your Big Dummy? What was going on there?
That day, but the city told us we couldn't be out on the streets. They, like, you can't leave your house, you need to stay in. And by that time, I was bored beyond belief. So I decided I'm going to be a dumbass and go jump in the snow.
Hmm.
And then I ended up hurting myself.
Oh, ouch.
I don't know if you saw it. Did you see it when I hit my head?
No, I can only see when you hit the snow, but I couldn't tell if you injured yourself. You look like you played it off pretty good to me.
She shook it off.
Like I was like, why did she title this your big dummy? Nothing dumb happened here.
Yeah, that was why. I hurt my neck.
So there's two levels to the comedy. There's the title. And then there's the...
Yes.
Now, I'm never going to watch that the same.
And she does
now.
Her own stunt work, people.
Yes.
I do.
No stunt doubles here, guys. No.
That's being Jewish and being cheap.
Smart. And smart. Now, what is your process for creating, like, I guess I'll call it a piece, because they're not just songs. Some of my videos, some of them, you know, there's Cribs, there's, you know, Twitter Love, there's actual songs, but... Like, what goes behind your whole, like, process? When do you start writing, or do you write, or, you know, how much of it is ad-lib, stuff like that?
Most of it is ad-lib. Like, when I wrote Twitter Titties, I worked on that for about 2 weeks, because I saw a lot of titties on Twitter.
Mm.
And, I just, I have to find beats that I like. That's why it's a whole process. And then when I found the My Girl remix beat, I was like, all right, I'm gonna write to this beat. So I usually find the beats first, and then I'll write. And the process of how I come up with them, I have no idea. It's just random.
Mm. A lot of geniuses can't explain their gifts. I understand that. Now, when you, like, and I appreciate you saying that you took 2 weeks to talk about titties, because I think more people should take their time with titties. Like, am I right, ladies?
I agree, yeah.
Don't rush.
No, too many people just rush straight to the titty, go right past it. No appreciation. Mm-hmm. You know, take some time out and show some appreciation to titties. Don't think about them. Think, have a plan of attack before you go in on the titty. There's a lot of things.
Don't go straight to the nipple. It's a lot of other things.
There's a lot of things you can do with the titty.
You know what? I think you're right.
There's not enough. Someone needs to put some type of PSA out on these streets. Do you have to appreciate these titties?
I agree.
Look at them, stare at them, kiss mm-hmm. on them, lick on them. It's a lot more.
Yeah, maybe you lick around the nipple and then maybe you blow on them a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like that.
Yes, they do.
I don't know if these dudes know that.
No. A lot of times they be so concerned about the pussy, but you know what? The titties is a part of the process.
And you can't just grab them and mix them up together like you're making hamburgers with your mom. Like,
say that again.
Be gentle with the precious things.
Yes, be gentle, and they'll be gentle to you when they're bouncing in your face, guys.
Exactly. I don't know what's wrong. I completely support you on that one, y'all.
I do too. Yes. You should have took longer. Hey, titties are worth it.
They are, especially when you have none like myself.
Oh, me either. Don't feel bad.
Whoa. So this is fake. This page. These giant boulders that are on your chest, they're about to break your shirt.
That is an illusion, my friend.
Oh my god. Photoshop got me again.
Actually, those are those mini basketballs I shoved up there.
Oh, no wonder.
So there's no Photoshop involved.
No wonder I wanted to dribble all over them. It makes perfect sense now. I thought I was just being retarded. So what goes into making each video? Like, do you have to have more than one take? Are you like Hove? Are you like one take and you're done? Like, what goes into all that?
It is many takes because the lyrics I write are ridiculous already. So I'm laughing half the time that I'm singing. So I have to keep going back. It's like a 2-hour process to make a video.
Wow. Is anyone ever there with you? Like,
no, luckily I live alone, so.
Okay.
Luckily, so.
Well, you hear that, stalkers. You know what's up.
Hit me up.
Have you ever had, like, writers or singing block where you just couldn't think or anything?
Yes, that happens a lot.
So, how do you...
That's why it took me 2 weeks to write the Twitter titties, because I couldn't find anything, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah. How do you get out of it? Do you just wait till Kanye Breast starts posted and then you're like, okay, those are titties.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. It just came to me one night.
You're like, she has a new avatar. Oh, wait a minute. I have a song.
Her Racks on Racks gif. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I didn't see that one. Uh-uh.
I'm going to have to get that for you. That definitely inspired me.
Well, yeah, I have to check that out. I mean, I know she's always not afraid to put those titties out there, and I appreciate that.
I appreciate that too.
You know?
Yes.
It's not just Titty Tuesday for me, it's titties every day, you know? It's no bad day for titties. I've never been in a situation where titties popped up and was like, oh no, titties.
No.
Unless they're disgusting.
No, even disgusting titties I have cataloged. Yeah, I have cataloged disgusting titties. I'm not saying I was as excited. But the proposition of the titties coming out was always like, yes! Now, maybe they came out and I was like, ooh, no. But that moment, that anticipation before they come out is always great.
Yes. You're like most dudes. Any day that ends with the Y, it's time for titties.
Yes. And like I said, I'm cataloging them for scientific research purposes and stuff, so.
Okay.
This isn't all just for my edification. It's for everybody, so.
You do it for the people?
Yeah. Now, let's get into the business of the show.
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, if you're listening to this podcast, you should already know this, but let's say you don't. You're listening to the Black Gal Tips Podcast, and you can find us on Facebook, iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher Radio. For those of you with smartphones and smart cars and just smart people in general, leave us reviews on iTunes. Join our Facebook group. We're at 1,950 people.
Woohoo!
So, yeah. Damn. It sounds good when you say it that way, too, because, like, I'm almost scared to get to 2,000 because it doesn't sound as big as 1,950 or whatever.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like, oh, I think we have, I don't know, 1,950 people who like us.
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, on Stitcher, you can add us to your favorites.
Please do, guys.
Go to our website, theblackouttips.com. We have a blog there. We have forums there for people who want to, you know, interact with me and Karen and talk about the show and talk about other random topics and start threads.
Yes.
I need to start a thread in there called, how did you find the show? Because I keep wondering that every time somebody's like, yeah, I checked out your show. And I'm like, damn, I meant to ask that person how.
Yes.
So we got forums and we have a donate button there.
Yes.
Where you can do regular donations. You can do recurring donations. I think recurring donations start at like $5 and they go all the way up to $50. But I will believe that shit when I see it. No offense to my listeners, you know. I don't think we have any rich people listening.
Not yet, though. Not yet. I got big dreams.
Yeah.
Big dreams.
That's right.
We got to start changing the topics of the podcast to rich shit. You know what I mean? Don't you hate when your private jet doesn't have enough fuel and you have to make a layover? That is for poor people.
Don't you hate when your chauffeur is 5 minutes late? I almost fired that bitch.
Holler, you can... Anyway, more tea and crumpets for me.
Yes. Fan faster, bitch. Faster, I'm hot.
If you want to contact the show, you can email us, theblackouttips@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can always call the show and leave us a voicemail, 704-557-0186. We appreciate those. We always do feedback shows on Saturday mornings.
Yes.
And those people are the people that make the show special. You know, we actually had, remember when we were talking about what would happen if someone had a recurring donation, they signed up for it, and then they just stopped?
Mm-hmm.
I got an email that somebody's like recurring donation didn't clear. Don't worry, I'm not gonna say your name, man. I'm not trying to, you know, put them out there on these streets. But it was like, this person was not able to clear their donation. They owe you money. Send them an email.
I'm not gonna harass them like no. No, like, we are not bill collectors.
What a dick move that would be. Yeah. Hey man, this is Ryan from the Black Guy Tips. Where's my motherfucking money?
No. We understand times get rough. We do not take it personal, guys.
And of course you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Rodimus Prime.
I'll say that again. That SNDAT.
The official weapon of the show?
The taser.
That's right. We believe in giving people high votes.
Yes, of electricity.
Yeah. And it's better than a gun, better than a bullet.
Yeah. Any day.
Yeah, and the unofficial sport is?
Bullet ball.
And bullet ball extreme.
Mm-hmm.
For kids of all ages.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And if you don't like this podcast, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
We also have a sponsor for this episode.
Woo-hoo!
That's always something that's great to say.
Yes.
So this podcast is, of course, brought to you by Shadow Dog Productions. It's sponsored by an album. An album, y'all. Not just one audio play. An entire album of audio plays by Alexa Yeams. And I know y'all don't know how to spell that. Don't worry, I will have a link to this ad on our page. But it's her best stories, volume 1.
Uh-oh.
So it's like Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? In My Lifetime, volume 1.
Oh, yeah.
And featured on this album are the audio plays Dancy, which we've promoted on the podcast.
Yes.
Die Alone, which sounds kind of sad. Girls Don't Cry, which also sounds kind of sad, but also could be uplifting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's like Precious.
Oh, I hope not. Don't be stealing no chicken.
The Loophole and Tourism. There's also a couple bonus tracks you can't find anywhere else. Featuring Alexa doing improv and an interview with her. The album's available on Amazon.com and we'll have a link on the show. It's also available on Napster and Rhapsody. It'll be on iTunes next week. So, I mean, y'all motherfuckers can get it any kind of way you want it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
We out here, we got albums for sale. And if you're a throwback, you know, maybe you just got out of prison. You're not cool with new technology.
Yes.
They will actually have a link where you can buy the hard copy CD.
Oh, you're talking about the ones you can cut somebody with?
Yes. Now, I don't know if he has 8-tracks. You know, maybe.
Or LP?
Yeah, I have to ask him, can I get it on LP? But Dexter is providing all kinds of ways to get this album on the street.
So that's no excuse, people.
So make sure. Yeah, none. I don't hear that shit. Now, make sure y'all check out the, ShadowDogProductions.com and also check out the BlackOutTips.com because we'll have links for this ad on the show. You guys can check it out, man. All the business is out the way.
Yes, sir.
We're ready to do some motherfucking podcasting.
Let's do it, dog.
All right, ladies. Join me on this podcasting adventure.
I will.
Yoli, do you watch a lot of TV?
I do.
All right. Now, you know, and maybe it's just me, I don't know, but I'm assuming that everyone goes through this. Like, there's almost too much TV now.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
You got, like, a zillion channels. I can't watch all those channels.
So, like, a lot of shows get canceled even when they're on major networks.
Yes.
Like, it's a very high percentage of shows that are getting canceled these days.
And some are actually very good quality shows, and it's kind of funny because me and you talked about this. I am scared to start new shows now because I get on a show and get hooked, and then it gets dropped like 3 episodes in or 5 episodes in, and I'm invested.
Right.
And I want to know what happened to the characters.
Exactly. And it's turning people into assholes.
Yes, it is.
Because people start rooting for their show, and they vicariously, that means they also end up as a symptom of that. They end up dissing your show. Cause like, my shit comes on when your shit comes on, but if I don't watch what you're watching, then all of a sudden my shit is terrible.
Oh, they're beefing like they're beefing over rap? This is not that serious.
Like, for example, this year I started watching The Cape.
Okay.
Which, I admit, okay, a lot, maybe people didn't pick it up through the context clues and the jokes on the podcast, but it's a fucking terrible show.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, I knew it was gonna be terrible though. I was completely okay with that. I said it will probably get canceled.
Oh yeah.
And I looked at it as my way of participating in the new shows of 2011 without actually participating. I knew I had a short investment and I was gonna be out of there. And other people would start dissing my shows. They'd be like, "You need to be watching Chicago Cold, bitch. You're fucking up." And I'm like, no, man, I like The Cape. Okay, it's wholesome family entertainment. It's very corny, but I like this shit anyway. Just let me like one show. I'm not watching all 12 of these shows.
No.
And people, no, man, you need to watch Memphis Beat. It's about a white man in Memphis solving crimes. I'm like, no, I'm cool. It's enough cops in real life. I don't need to keep following these niggas. It's getting ridiculous. The TV is the only place where people really fuck with cops. At least the niggas I know.
I said that again. In real life, they will beat your ass. Don't mess with a cop.
If somebody from CSI Miami pulled up behind me in my car, I would be nervous.
Very.
But yeah, I'm supposed
to
tune in.
If Horatio get behind me and I hear guitars, I know I'm going to jail.
Exactly. But I'm supposed to tune in every Monday at 10 to keep up with the antics of these niggas. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous thing to happen. But anyway, my point being, I'm starting to be an asshole too, cause like when I heard that Chicago Cold got canceled, I rejoiced a little bit.
Aww.
I was like, yeah, go fuck yourselves, all y'all people that hated on The Cape. Now look at you. You're just like me. You ain't got no show. Yoli, what shows you watch? You watch anything that got canceled?
You know what? I watch a lot of reality TV, so not really. Nothing's been canceled.
I was thinking about that too. Reality TV will never get canceled.
No, because it's the cheapest thing ever. You don't have to write a script, which means you don't have to have writers, which means you don't have, as far as your recording and stuff, you can edit it however you want to edit it. You could post that shit however you want to post it.
You don't need to do takes. Like with real actors, you have to do takes.
Yes, it's like, and whatever you say, that's how we record it, bitch.
Yeah.
Keep going. Ain't no take two.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, the only way to start watching shows that you know won't get canceled would be to pick up most reality shows, because they typically get a bunch of seasons, especially if they're ratchet.
Exactly.
But yeah, man, all I'm saying is I might be a jerk, because I know these people were trying to help me by suggesting stuff, And I'm starting to realize more and more, especially as I get more Twitter followers, I really don't like people in general. And I don't mean to offend anybody. I mean, I like y'all that y'all like me, man. That's cool. But man, anytime I say I like something, I just get all this fucking homework, man. I'm like, oh man, I kind of like this Odd Future mixtape. Hey nigga, you ain't heard nothing till you heard the first one. But now I have to go do work. I was enjoying myself. I thought I was having a good time. Now all I can think about is, but I haven't heard enough because everybody else wants me to like this. Or if I say, oh, you know what? I like Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you like Game of Thrones? Why aren't you watching Camelot on Showtime? Because time is not infinite.
Yes.
Exactly.
And my thing about it, I think also it's just a part of your personality because, like, whenever you catch a show, you watch it to the end. My ass would drop out. I'm out. I'm not, you know, all right, I don't like it no more. I'm out. Like, but Roger has to watch it to the end. So when people give suggestions, he just feel like, I'll be like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not paying any attention. I don't want to do it.
And I don't know, man. I just have some type of rebellious streak inside of me. And I try to keep it in control most of the time because I know that that's wrong. Like, you shouldn't always be rebelling against, especially when people try to help you.
Yes.
Because they're trying to help me.
Yes.
But I am an asshole. It takes everything in my power not to say something smart back to everyone who ever suggests anything to me. It's fucked up, right? It is fucked up. It's not a good trait to have. It's, for example, I'll tweet, yo, man, I'm checking out the Real World. This season's been really good in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now say you read that, and then say Yoli reads that, and name a show that's like The Real World, Yoli. I don't know. You pick one. You watch reality TV.
Like The Real World?
Yeah. Anything.
Jersey Shore.
Okay. So now I already watched both of these shows, right?
Yeah.
Now say Yoli hits me up on my mentions. Hey, Rod, you like that shit? You should check out The Jersey Shore. There is a part of me that wants to be like, mind your fucking business. I got this. I got time for that shit. I got too much shit on my table.
I know. I DVR is already full.
Right. Now that she's trying to help.
Yes.
I have a problem. I need like an intervention. Like, is there an asshole intervention?
I don't know.
We can make one.
Yes. I think we're going to have to create a new reality show called Asshole Intervention where people give me suggestions on helpful advice and I don't be an asshole to them. It's going to be a very short show because I don't think I can do it. It's hard. So what is your favorite reality show you're watching right now, Yoli?
Mine would have to be The Real World, actually.
Oh, I love it. It's so good, isn't it?
It is. This season is really good, and I'm surprised because the past seasons have been terrible.
Boring.
The star of the show is Vegas.
Yeah.
Can we film all the seasons in Vegas, please? I don't need these other cities in my life. I'm good. Let's just go to Vegas, get these motherfuckers drunk, get these prostitutes in their house, because, come on, let's be honest. Those chicks that they're bringing home, I don't think those are girlfriend material.
No.
I'm pretty sure they're prostitutes getting on TV and advertising their services, which is smart.
That's right.
But yeah, I think that Las Vegas are always the best seasons. I don't want to see any other seasons. Who's your favorite cast member this year, Yoli?
I'm gonna have to go with Mike.
I love me some Mike. What about you, Karen? My favorite is Leroy. I love me some Leroy, man.
That's the black dude, ain't it?
Yeah.
Leroy's fun. He's country.
I think he's one of, I don't want to jinx it. I think he has the potential to end this season as one of my top five favorite black people ever on The Real World.
You know what? One thing I got to give them credit for, he is black and he's not gay. I'm like, yes, thank you, Jesus. And I don't mean that in a bad way for those of you out there that's gay, but it irritates me. Every time they put on a black dude, he always has to be gay. And you're like, come on, they are straight black dudes out there.
Sometimes I feel like that what it feels kind of like The Real World is a collection of like stereotypes that they're always trying to get. Okay, we need a conservative Christian person. We need to get them in here with these drunks and these whores and let's see how mad they get. And it's like, oh, you know what else we could use? A black person and some races. Let's get some black people in here and get some races. So, like, for a while, they, I don't know if it was the economy or what, but they started consolidating people into, like, two stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, we got a black person and they're gay. Oh, shit, double, 2 for 1. We only gotta have 6 roommates this time. But, yeah, I like Leroy. What do you like about Mike, Yoli?
He's like innocent, I guess. And they're trying to coerce him into doing bad things. He's what? Like, do you remember, I think it was like the second season of The Real World. John, remember him?
Mm-hmm, he was the one that said, true story!
Yeah. That is how I see Mike as, that kind of person.
You know what's cool about Mike that was different from John? Mike might be trying to get him some pussy. And I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I got tired of them bringing prudes to the house. They were just judging everybody. But they were really uptight. And they'd always had that one episode where they let go too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 21. I'm going to get drunk tonight. You're like, all right, asshole. You'll be back to judging everybody tomorrow. But I like that Mike is actively like, man, I'm going to get some pussy. Now, he can't do it.
True.
Apparently.
He's having all
true. Mike and pussy are not on speaking terms. those motherfuckers do not get along. But I do appreciate the effort. Now, Yoli, what kind of dudes are you into? Like, other cast members of the show, are there any of them that you would holler at? Like, Dustin, obviously, I mean, he did gay porn, but you know, other than that.
based on looks and attitude, I would say Dustin would be my type.
Okay, so you think you might could look past the, you know, is it fair to call it gay porn? I don't know. I guess it is. I guess, I mean, because, well, he did say he blew a dude. Okay, that's gay. So, alright, he did gay porn. What would you look past that and be able to work with him, or would you say, nah, that's too much?
That would be too much for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It doesn't work the same for dudes, man.
No.
You know?
It does not.
The chick told you, like, yeah, I ate somebody's pussy a long time ago. Yeah, it's on film all around the internet. Don't worry about it. A lot of dudes would probably roll the dice, like, yeah, I'll fuck with that. That's cool.
I'm straight.
Would you do it again? I just want
to.
If I had an iPhone and some time, would you take care of that? So I guess for Dustin, man, that sucks for him. All right, so other thoughts that I had. People gotta stop. I saw this on Twitter yesterday and the day before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers gotta stop assuming, just because two people are married, that their household is cool. You don't know what the fuck goes on in these people's houses.
No, you don't.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger apparently has a secret Mexican family.
Mm-hmm.
Which is doing it big, by the way. I mean, some people get a mistress. Some people get a secret love child. This nigga, Arnold, is bankrolling a family.
Whole family.
Yeah.
That secret was shit for 13 years.
He's like the Underground Railroad, but for Mexicans. And it's ridiculous. Anyway, so he single-handedly financed a super expensive coming-of-age birthday party for his baby mama's niece in 2001 because he has been hiding his kid for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All of his kids were there, including his love child. They learned that Mildred Patty Biena, or Baina, I don't know how you pronounce that. It's way too close to Beaner. It's so close. Like, why? Why would Fox News need this information? You know they're going to slip up.
Uh-huh.
It's like him and his Beaner child. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Bill O'Reilly. She has a sister named Miriam, who also works as a housekeeper for Arnold, and Maria Shriver, who's his wife. Also, I don't trust people that don't get the same last name when they get married. It worries me. Alright? She was still Shriver, and he was Schwarzenegger. It don't seem right. Now, I know his last name is fucked up, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's probably take you forever to learn how to spell that shit.
But, can you imagine signing that check? You know, signing checks with that shit?
Man, could you imagine his children learning how to spell that in 5 years old? S-H-W-G, no Billy, no Billy. Yeah. Try again.
I would sign my shit, Terminator.
Yes.
That's
yes.
How I would sign Terminator. If it was a big check, Terminator 2, you know? But when Miriam's daughter turned 15, Arnold shockingly agreed to pay for her quinceañera. Is that how you pronounce it? Quinceañera?
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak Spanish. I'm from North Carolina. A traditional Latina celebration. Sources tell us Arnold funded the entire event, including limo service from the party. Now, his wife never... Now, I'm just saying, for the people on the internet that believe that his wife didn't know, his wife wouldn't have been like, really, motherfucker, you are going all out for the help?
Yeah.
Not once would she be like, wait a minute. What is this $10,000 check for?
Say that again.
Oh, well, you know our maid? Yes. Yeah. Well, you know her niece? No, I don't know her fucking niece because she's our maid. I don't talk to our maid other than clean here and mean shit and racist shit. So, I guarantee Maria Shriver had to fucking know. That's all I'm saying.
I think the problem was that when it came out, I think she like recently retired, like in January she retired. She had been working for them like 20 something years, something like that.
Yeah. Well, alright, so, anyway, so sources tell us they funded the entire event, gave these motherfuckers limos, paid for the food and entertainment, decorations, the whole works. And then Arnold, who brought his own wife and children to the celebration, he agreed to speak at the party. Now, you might be thinking, what does that mean? The nigga can barely speak. But first, these motherfuckers get paid to speak. You know what I'm saying? Like, these congressmen and these, like, they make a lot of money off speaking engagements.
But he paid for this party.
So he's paying for a party and then giving away $10,000 worth of talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is egregious. How could she not know? Then he told the crowd that he wanted to take care of the family because they had all been close for so many years. Now, that's not just the family of the kid that he had. It's the whole family.
Yes.
And it was Mexican, so you know it's a lot of them.
Yes, this picture got like 15 people in it.
Yes, there's a lot of Mainers out there. And notice, I didn't fuck it up, Fox News. No excuses. And so anyway, man, during the time, the little boy spent time playing with Arnold's other children. So it's like a big happy family. All I'm saying is this. A lot of times with these political marriages, you have women that have a lot of money and dudes that have the potential with a lot of likability to be able to run. We saw the same thing with John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards.
Yes, she did.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of funny because people, when they get mad about these dudes cheating and shit, they always go to the like, and his poor wife, she had to sit there while he talked about having an affair. And I'm just like, dog, they probably was never in love.
No, but not only that, a lot of times both parties end up having affairs. It's just not a problem until it publicly comes out, because then it just makes the whole marriage look like a sham, which a lot of times it is from the beginning.
Yeah, I don't. Do you think our political system doesn't allow for enough fucking? Is that what it is?
No.
Like, cause it's not like this chick is beautiful. It's like, this is clearly a fuck of convenience. Like, she was in the house, and Arnold was like, I gotta get this sperm out of my system. And bam, now you got a baby. I'm just saying, like, What is it? Is campaigning that hard that you just, yeah, like, I can't even fuck my wife? This is ridiculous.
No, my personal opinion, I think the way our political system is set up, it's almost designed, like, if you're running, you need to be married, you can't be single, you gotta have kids, you know, because a lot of people will not vote for your ass if you are any other way.
You gotta be religious.
Right? Yeah, you gotta be religious, you can't be gay, you know, you can't support certain things, and especially running a Republican Party, it's a very unrealistic tight rope that they try to present to people.
Yeah. Now, Yoli, when you try to run for president, are you gonna have to take down your YouTube videos? Like, how are you gonna do this? And I know you're gonna have to change your name, cause come on.
They're not going for that.
This is still America.
I'm gonna keep everything up.
That has a unique approach. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I just hope they don't shoot you.
Speaking of politics, Bristol Palin. You know, she just had like face surgery or something. She clearly had plastic surgery, and she's saying like, no, I didn't have plastic surgery. I had an operation because my jaw was fucked up, and then my teeth were touching at the wrong parts, and you know, it just happened to be that kind of jaw surgery that you know, sucks all the fat out your face and makes your nose smaller. You know, that kind of.
Oh, okay.
So she, I was thinking about her. Isn't she the most successful person ever who is basically pulled the whole 16 and pregnant thing? Because, like, we judge the other girls on MTV that are doing 16 and pregnant. But Bristol Palin is, like, their fucking role model. She is the Mac of 16 and pregnant. She pimped that shit into speaking at colleges, which she probably could never, like, get in or, like, talk to those people. Because, let's be honest, she's not very smart.
No, she's not. Neither is her mama.
Yeah. Some people don't go to school and you're like, oh, you just didn't go to school because you ain't want to or some shit happened. Bristol Palin don't go to school because there's no way she could get in.
No, and I think the thing that pisses me off about it is that a lot of it is racial, even though people don't want to admit this. And a lot of times I think it's because a lot of people just love Sarah Palin so much that it was all, fuck it, your baby got pregnant, we don't care, we'll love you anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I really think that's what it is, but if it had been somebody from another political party.
Well, if it would have been Obama, imagine if Obama's daughter was 16 and pregnant.
Man,
when this nigga was trying to get in the White House.
At her ass. They'd have talked her ass into the ground.
They was like, he can't even control his own family.
That's right. But they act like teenagers ain't fucking. Her baby have a kid and you're praised, but you know, somebody else has a kid that, you know, people don't like, all of a sudden it's an issue and you're a terrible parent. She's a terrible fucking stupid parent too, but I don't see nobody raising no flag. Somebody
had
idiotic her mama is.
Yeah, I just think she is the most successful pregnant 16-year-old since Mary had Jesus. Like, she's getting national TV. What has she been on? Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, she fucking sucks.
She's about to get her own reality show. Yeah, she was gonna get one with her baby daddy Levi. But apparently that nigga wised up and was like, this is bullshit.
Yes, it is. They talking shit about him. If he wise, he would leave the scene and just pay child support.
Yeah, but I mean, we can't be judging all the 16 and pregnant girls on TV and letting her get a pass, can we? Or is it that she's so successful doing it? She's worked that business model so well that we have to forgive her.
It's not that, and like I said, maybe it's just me, and I might be looking at it in from a different perspective. She's a white Republican, and our country loves white Republicans. You can do whatever you want to do, and it's not a problem.
Well, we do love white people. That is a good point.
Yes, we love them here in our country.
I mean, Yoli decided to go with Dustin of all the castmates. I mean,
yeah.
He is the whitest. Mm-hmm. Well, wait. No, Mike's the whitest.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many to choose from that's not white.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is a good point. I was trying to think of some, but yeah, Mike is the whitest. And that's her favorite, though.
Okay.
So, you know. And Adam got a little thug in him. He used to be a drug dealer. So I understand why you would stay away from him.
He did juvie.
Yeah, he did. Oh, juvie. Mm-mm.
Can't be dealing with that.
Only mess with Juvenile if it's 600 degrees, that album, and that's it. Fuck with no other type of Juvenile.
Nope.
So also, man, the weather's been changing. What's the weather like up there with you? Yoli, where are you at? Minnesota? Or?
No, Michigan.
Michigan? Okay, I knew it started with an M.
It's actually cold here.
I believe you.
So it hasn't been warm at all in any days up there this year?
Maybe twice.
Wow.
Yeah, because see, it snows up there to May, and then June, July, August. August, it snows again. August, September, it starts snowing again. So they only get like 3 or 4 months where it's not freezing.
Wow.
Seriously, yeah, it can snow up there most of the year. Yeah.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like 40 and rainy today.
Oh. Well, what I've been noticing, like, here, we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay. So it'll get hot, and then it'll get cold, then it'll get hot, and get cold, or whatever, right? People have been catching colds around my office again for like the fifth time this year. And you know that you're sick when you have like a bodily function, like a cough or a sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add your own ad lib at the end. like that's when you are fucking sick. Like, I was in the elevator with this lady and, you know, she got on or whatever. And I'm like, oh, what floor? And she's like, 5. So I hit 5. And then she was just sitting there, was silent in the elevator, and then she was just like, oh.
Now she surprised herself. Did you know you were sick?
Yeah. Like, that is sick when you don't even know you have that inside.
You get it yourself.
You know what I'm saying? You, if you sneeze and then you bust like a goddamn at the end or something, like, you are about to die. You should get that checked out.
Yes.
You know? Like, is that what Little John sneezes like?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Achoo. Okay. What? But I thought that was funny, man. Y'all know that the end of the world is coming in a couple of days. Supposed to happen May 21st. It's what, Karen? Why are you shaking your head? It is a confirmed fact on the internet. I read it on Twitter. It has to be true. Now, my question is, and I was trying to be funny, but a lot of motherfuckers answered this question, which is kind of scary. Kind of scary that you people know this much about this shit. But I was like, what time zone is this apocalypse gonna start in? Because I was thinking, like, you know, maybe it starts on Jerusalem time, and then we just all die, or everybody gets raptured, or whatever's gonna happen on the 21st. On Jerusalem time, and then we go, oh, okay, cool. So that's, you know, I wake up, and maybe it's 3 a.m. here, I wake up, and, you know, people's clothes are just laying on the ground, because that's how it happens in the movies.
Yeah.
But then, people start saying it's gonna happen at 6 p.m., and it's gonna go through each time zone.
What?
Right. So, like,
instead of happening all at the same time, no matter what time zone?
Well, Karen, you know, God is not really good at multitasking.
Oh,
okay. So, he's gonna take his time in each time zone and, you know, just pick up his peoples and then roll over to the next time zone, because you don't want to get that too early. People might be watching the game. You know, I'm trying to make plans around this. It's gonna be 6 p.m. on a Saturday. I just need to know, what do I need to do? You know, if I'm going, do I need to go get wings from the store? Can I save that money?
Yeah, I think you can save that money.
Okay, because I'll, you know, if people gonna be gone at 6, you know, I need to know what's up. And will it be at 6 on the dot in each one? Or is it going to be like a rolling rapture where, like, at 6, he actually starts in the easternmost section of that time zone?
And you do know, because the way the world is, some people he might not technically get to the next day.
Well, Australia will know before us, for sure.
Okay.
They're like, yes, a day ahead of us.
Yes.
Like, we will look up. Like, the first thing I'm doing on Saturday morning is checking Australia's news and see what's going on. Like, if that shit is like, hell, half the people missing, I'd be like, fuck! I played this shit wrong, man! I should've went to church. What was I thinking? I got time? What is the fucking Seventh-day Adventist? Like, what are those people that have church on? I won't fucking go to the Jewish church who had church on Saturdays?
Jews.
Y'all have it on Saturdays? I'm rolling with Yoli. If I'm rolling with y'all, I played this shit wrong. I fucked up.
We have to find us a Jewish church in Charlotte.
Like, you know what I'm gonna do? I think I'm gonna
wake up. Do you think
they
look at us strange being only two black people in the middle of the congregation?
I won't tell them I know Yoli Jew. That's how you get in.
Okay.
Y'all are gonna be like Shine.
It's gonna be us, Amari Stoudemire. What I'm gonna do is just I'm gonna wait till like 5:59 p.m. on Saturday, and I'm gonna just post like half a tweet, and then I'm just gonna log off for a long time. You know, like 5:59, I'm like, man, it's a lot of bright lights outside. I'm gonna go check it out and just see him. You know, and everybody be like, oh, Rod got raptured. That's good for him. You know. But now that means no more podcasts. What's gonna happen?
Definitely mean no more podcasts.
And what they're saying is, like, people will get raptured, right? May 21st. And then 6 months later, because, you know, apparently God operates by the calendar that we all use. You know, he doesn't have his own shit. No, he uses our shit. He's like, ooh, let me check the October Mrs. Universe. And, I forgot. I'm supposed to be doing finishing up the Armageddon that day. So, October 21st, or whatever it is, he's gonna come and, like, that's when he's gonna kill everybody else. Like, everybody else is gonna die. So, in October, I'm wondering, like, what will our podcast be like for the next 6 months? Like, the podcast is gonna suck. You know? Do we keep doing the podcast in the meantime if half the people get ratchet?
No, we might have a lot more ratchet stories.
That is true.
You know, the ratchetness will go through the roof.
Swords will make a comeback.
Yes, Adjective J, your dream will come true.
Yeah, and like when we do the podcast those 6 months, like, is it gonna be anybody listening? Or what if you get ratchet and I don't? Now I got half a podcast, I got a solo show. I don't know, man. I hope we can figure it out.
I do too.
Yoli, yes. Do you go to church or synagogue or anything like that?
You know what? I don't. I'm not a practitioner anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all kind of, don't Jews get it easy though? Don't you kind of like get to go, in the Jewish faith?
We're the chosen ones. Yeah, we're the chosen ones.
Oh man, what does that feel like?
Yeah, what does it feel like?
It puts a lot of pressure on you, you know?
Oh, really? I would think it would be easy, man.
No, like, people hate you for no reason.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the Holocaust shit.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I was just like, why? What? When?
I hate you for no reason. I don't understand.
Apparently, Rod's grasp on history does not go past Cameo. I think Full Force is where I started studying politics and history. So, when did that happen? Before House 41?
I don't know nothing about it.
I did not keep up. My bad. But, yeah, you're right, man. It's pretty fucked up that throughout history, that is the reason people fuck with Jews. Oh, y'all niggas getting into heaven? Fuck that, son. Fuck that. We riding on off, y'all. Like, what? That is crazy. But all right, so I came up with a new word today.
What's up?
Have you guys been keeping up at all with like Tavis Smiley, Cornel West, and Michael Eric Dyson, and their like critiques of President Obama?
I hear it periodically.
I don't know.
Only on Twitter.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, I was gonna say, if you're not really deep into politics, you might be able to avoid these motherfuckers, but they go in on Obama periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And all these dudes talk in this way where they use these $10 words. And
what do you mean by $10 words?
Well, okay, like say Michael Eric Dyson, who, like I said, Michael Eric Dyson is like a cross between a thesaurus and Tupac lyrics. Like,
when he used the big words unnecessarily.
Yeah, like he'll use big words. Or he's like, well, you know, if he was expeditious when he was manifesting the facts, then he would do that. And you'd be like, all right, man.
What the hell does that mean?
You know,
in English.
Right. He's like, oh, this hedonistic, paganistic system is going to be very controversial when we do wrap it up. Because you have to take it all the way back. Like Tupac said, I get around, jump up, jump down. And he's just like, dude, none of this shit makes sense.
At all.
You can't combine a big word with you know, the lyrics to Ready to Die and fucking call that being smart. And Cornel West does it a lot, too. He does a lot of, what he'll do is even worse. Like, I hate these motherfuckers that throw brother in there when they're insulting you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm smart.
My brother.
I know exactly what you mean. He's like, well, you know, if you're going to be a shield for the corporate welfare structure and let the capitalistic society dog out your people, then you can have every right to do that, my brother. You're like, nigga, we are not brothers. You are fucking dissing me. Fuck you. I don't appreciate that shit, man.
So, everybody don't pay to see me speak.
So I came up with a word. I call it vocabulacious.
Vocabulacious.
You know, it's like vocabulacious. You can use it to describe the type of speak that they have.
Okay.
Like they have vocabulacious speak, and I came up with the entire definition.
Okay.
You know, and let me throw out props to Morgan Campbell because he actually helped me. He added more to the definition because I wasn't thinking about it, but obviously vocabulation would be the noun form of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so like, what it means is it's the use of verbose language, which in no way applies to the actual subject at hand, but gives the appearance of intelligence.
Ooh.
I came up with that on my own.
Dang.
Yes.
I know, right?
So it's not just being smart or using vocabulary words. That's nothing. It's when that shit has nothing to do with the fuck we're talking about. That's when it's vocabulacious. Michael Eric Dyson is vocabulacious. So is fucking Cornel West, my brother. All these niggas are vocabulacious. Like, you just using big words, and then I think about what you said, and I'm like, nigga, you just hating. You're not even, this shit has nothing to do with what we were talking about. But why are you quoting Tupac Biggie lyrics? I don't get it. alright. I had another random thought. Have you ever watched To Catch a Predator, Yogi?
Every Sunday.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. It's so good, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, I wish they would come out with new episodes.
I could watch those predators get caught every day. Honestly. I could, man. If it was a To Catch a Predator channel, I would have that shit on constant stream. Like, you people wake up to the news, I would wake up to them catching more convicts and shit. Just catch them. Gotta catch them all.
I actually wanted to be a decoy. I think I could pull it off.
You know, if you said you don't have big boobs, so you probably could pull it off.
I could.
That hat might give you away. I think they would know something was up when they seen the cowboy hat with a beanie on it.
I'll put pigtails in.
Okay, cool.
You know, Yoli, you could probably do this. And he needs to print that shit back.
Yeah, we do need it back.
Is it me or all the most of the pedophiles white? Do they ever have?
They get our own care. You haven't watched enough. They got all kinds of races up there. They got a whole lot of Indians for some reason.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. I ain't trying to slander none of my Indian listeners, but yeah, come on, son. Y'all got to get it together. At least stop going on TV as well.
They're always the ones that are buck naked too.
Yes. They are the ones who are the most ratchet. Like, they are like, oh, I brought a cat. Why? What are you doing? Why are you bringing a cat? What does that have to do with any of this? I know English isn't your first language, but that was a totally different type of pussy that we're talking about. Not feline. But yeah, so then they got all kinds of people. They got people in the army. They had a Jewish rabbi on there before.
I seen that one. That was hilarious.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was looking for a little boy.
He was upset.
And he was trying to, he tried to flip on Chris Harris and try to use bass in his voice, talking about, well, we need to talk about it. Can I talk to you alone for a second? Like, nigga, no.
I was like, no.
Nobody wants to talk to a pedophile alone. That is ridiculous. Get out, sir. You lost. The game is over. But I miss Chris Hansen. I don't know what the fuck he's up to anymore. So I want to start my own reality show called To Catch a Chris Hansen. We gotta find this nigga, man. I need to catch a predator back in my life. And also, I want to catch a Chris Hansen because I want to secretly record him and see if he ever does anything wrong in his personal life. He's always catching people fucking up. Because when he wasn't doing To Catch a Predator for a while, he started doing shit like To Catch an iPod Thief. Because did you ever see the one where he left the iPod out at the mall?
Yeah.
And it had a tracking device,
yeah.
Which was the lamest. Because, like, who the fuck wouldn't take an iPod sitting in a plastic bag on a park bench or whatever? Like, I would feel like you're stupid for passing that up. Like, if I came home and was like, Karen, I saw an iPod in the plastic bag with the receipt, still wrapped up, sitting on a park bench. And she'd be like, well, what'd you do with it? Oh, I just left it there. You know, I'm a good person.
She would have slapped you.
Exactly. She's like, nigga, you know how much we get for those on eBay? Go back. It's not too late. Go back.
But some of the kid pick it up.
But what he would do was, like, you know, bring the person in and confront him. He had another show where he was tracking down, like, Nigerians who were stealing people's money.
Yeah.
Through.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And what else did he had another one where he was doing, like, people's home repairs and shit. Yeah. People taking advantage of the elderly with finance stuff. Anyway, none of this shit is as interesting to me.
Nope.
But I would love to watch a show where we get him on hidden camera and see if he ever fucks up. Like, what if we caught Chris Hansen parking in a handicap space? Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, how the mighty have fallen, Chris. Well, the shoe's on the other foot today.
Yeah, the camera crew roll up on them.
Yeah. Like, I'm Rodimus Prime with the Black Autism Investigation. You are live on Ustream right now.
Why don't you have a seat, sir?
Yeah, have a seat back in your car. You don't look handicapped to me, Chris.
It's the lemonade and the sweet tea.
Yeah. Let me look at the transcript. I would love to catch a Chris Hansen, man. Nigga needs to come back. And the very last thought I had was, I'm all about in my life anyway, you know, I see people on Twitter and they talk about, you know, different hashtags. I'm going to start using one called Snug Life. Cause I'm all about snug life. Like when you're just sitting on the couch together watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Snug life.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. I like, you know, and then, you know, also fellas, snuggling, another good use for titties.
Yes, it is.
Just throwing it out there, fellas. I'm trying to help. But yeah, I'm all about snug life from now on.
And snug them, not grab them and grope them, guys. Snug them.
Right. Sometimes I used to be about shrug life. You know, I would see people, you know, tweet shit and I'd be like, oh, shrug life. That shit is, I don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? But no, snug life. It's a nicer, newer ride.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
You're not sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Just don't suggest no TV shows to me. I turn to an asshole. Like the TV show Hulk. Oh, fuck you. What? Oh, I got TV Tourette's. I didn't even mean to say that. Sorry, Mom. Alright, man. Let's do some news articles. And I'm gonna, like I said, I will send links to these through the chat. So, Yoli, you can follow along with the crew.
Okay.
The first article is very, very ratchet.
Oh.
Someone sent me this and I went, I'm not gonna read this on the show, but now I'm like, fuck it. Why not?
Oh.
Apparently, Thai surgeons, like Taiwanese,
yeah.
Thai surgeons are becoming experts in penis repair. Yes. Experts in penis repair. And it's all because of Thai women.
What they doing?
Well, Thai surgeons are world renowned for sexual reassignment surgery. Which apparently has its own abbreviation now. SRS? I didn't know that.
Woo.
Not getting around in no circles. It's only one letter away from SARS, though, so they should change that to something else. But alright, so apparently, they're doing sexual reassignment surgery, penis enlargement, and now, new and improved penis reattachment.
Oh, what's happening to them in the first place? Why are they missing?
Well, it's a horrific result from a combination from Thai men's desires and Thai women's aggression.
Ooh, that's some aggressive pussy. Good God.
It's unfortunately a common occurrence that has enabled Thailand to become a leader in various procedures that involve disassembling, removing, enlarging, enhancing, and reattaching the penis, which requires a lot of practice and patience.
Ooh.
Yeah, they've been boiled.
Oh!
Yes, some women have boiled people's penises. Fed to ducks.
Damn, what the fuck did you do? Huh, fuck you, nigga. Here you go, Daffy.
Even attached to hot air balloons.
Wow, you really pissed her off. She was like, you know, I'm gonna let everybody see this piece of shit. I was fucking, send it away, guys.
That requires planning too, because it's not like you can just, like, if I asked you off the top of your head, like, oh, Yoli, do you know where to go to get on a hot air balloon right now?
I do not.
Exactly. So that means she cut that dick off with a plan.
Yes.
She was like, I'm putting this shit into the night sky.
Wow, for everybody to see.
To the moon, bitch.
Wow, literally to the moon.
So when it comes to permanently depriving a cheating lover of a recently severed penis, the imagination of the wrong Thai woman knows few bounds.
Ooh.
Penis severing has been honed here to its most devastating effect through a mixture of infidelity, assertive womanhood, and national cuisine that lends itself to a kitchen full of sharp knives.
Oh.
Yeah, and can you believe Psychology Today was calling black women the least attractive of all the women? How is getting your dick cut off not lowering your bars? How does that not move Thai women down to the bottom?
Cause they don't shake their head and got attitude.
Oh.
How they chop your penis off.
Well, that is a scientific result. That is a scientific result. So yeah, man, apparently, it's Thailand's most notorious crime of passion. According to a surgeon who has stitched back many a male member for grateful patients. Like, if your penis gets reattached, does it, like, work the same? Like, and, like, when can you jack off?
What happened? They can't find that bitch. Do they have, like, replacement penises sitting around? They attach?
I don't know. Maybe they got...
I'm like, oh,
shit. Maybe they have spare penises.
They use baby arms.
Something gotta happen. I mean, because could you imagine them coming, like, you know what? We tried. She fed your shit to a duck. we don't know what to do, but we have a kid's penis for right now.
Oh, no, I don't want your loner penis. Oh, wait a minute. What if you could upgrade to like a horse? Like, yes, I was like,
giraffe.
You know what? They would, even if they could do that, they couldn't start telling people about that because dudes would just be trading their dicks in for no reason. Like, yes, I'd take a bull penis, please.
And what happened if you're not satisfied? Do you have to get it cut off and reattach the old one?
Yeah, can you get your money back, guaranteed? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, penis slashing is not unique to the Kingdom of Thailand. The United States has had four cases. Wait, four? What? That is not a lot. I mean, it's four too many, but come on. Four, that's it?
Wow.
Sweden has had three cases. And the UK and Australia have had one case each. Man, you know what this article really means?
What?
This is how important dicks are to men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, four cases is not an epidemic, but we designed an entire surgery of reattaching penises. Because we was like, fuck that, son.
Yeah, and my thing is
like
that
if cancer only was in your dick, we would have cured that shit by now.
Of course. Of course. You know, people can say what they want to say, and people do love titties, but at the end of the day, we ain't trying to have no reconstructive surgery for breast cancer. So I disappoint you, folks.
This is so fucked up, man.
It is.
Oh.
Dicks rule. Vaginas don't.
Like, if breast cancer only happened in the dick, we would not have breast cancer today.
No, and I'm trying to tell you right now, if men had kids, we would have no children.
Four cases, and we have specialists that only put dicks back on.
That's all they do.
Like, who the fuck, like, you went to school for this. 12 years of your life for the off chance that one of the four cases of a dick getting cut off might happen on your doorstep.
Oh, yeah, you're getting paid for that job.
Oh, my God.
Dicks are priceless to men.
And, of course, Thailand has had 40 cases in that same time frame.
Good God. Y'all talking about 0-3. They got 40.
And they trained an army full of experts over 40. Nothing in the world that happens 40 times would get fucking experts on it. We have a hurricane every year, and FEMA still don't have their shit straight all the time.
My thing is this, and maybe it's just me, women don't appreciate the penis.
Some
Why
women
y'all
don't.
Chopping it off? I like penis.
Well, I appreciate that, Karen. I like sleeping. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like peaceful sleep. Like, you know, and what is that like after you've had your dick cut off? How do you move on to the next relationship?
You can't, man.
Like every time, like if you date a dude who's had his dick cut off, you can never get up in the middle of the night and get some water.
Man, he'd be so fucking paranoid.
Yeah, bitch, where you going? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Jesus, I had a flashback.
What you doing with that damn door? Yeah. Put it down!
I thought I heard something in the kitchen. It's, where are you at? Oh, man. Yoli, have you ever considered hurting somebody after they did you wrong in a relationship?
Not cutting off a penis, no.
Maybe cutting off their Twitter account or something.
A couple shanks in the gut. But not cutting off a penis, no.
No.
Oh, I'm trying to picture a cute little Yoli shaking somebody in the gut.
I'm usually eye level with people's guts, so it's like shank and go.
See, it's the short ones you gotta watch, man.
It is.
But yeah, man, I don't know. Is there anything a man can ever do to you to make you cut off his dick in a relationship?
Me personally, no.
Wow, both of y'all said no. Apparently Psychology Today didn't know what they were talking about.
No, they don't. And maybe it's just me. Before I cut your dick off, I go buy me some double D's and turn one on and call it a day. It's not that fucking important.
Here's another article from the Arizona Business and Money Journal. And it's all about social media and other smartphone distractions and stuff. Tech distractions caused by social media, email, and badly designed office technology may cost a 1,000 worker company more than $10 million a year.
Oh.
A survey of 515 white-collar workers by a software company, Harman, and polling researchers at USAMP depicts a workplace culture trying to balance work manners and family demands, says William Powers, author of the 2010 book, Hamlet's Blackberry. I don't know why he combined those two words into a book, but whatever. I don't think Hamlet had a blackberry.
No.
That
he had a black pickleberry, but not a blackberry.
Yeah, I don't think that that play wouldn't have been the same.
No.
But anyway, so it says basically there's got some facts here. More than half of U.S. workers waste an hour or more a day on interruptions.
I believe that.
60% of which come from electronic devices and emails, while the other 40% come from traditional sources such as phone calls or chats with colleagues. Now, do y'all believe those stats?
I do.
I do, too. And I think it might actually be higher.
Well, it's definitely higher for me. I tweet all the time. I never stop tweeting. It's crazy.
Wow.
I love that shit. 45% of workers say they can't go more than 15 minutes on average without an interruption. Wow. The average worker wastes 2.5 hours a week looking for documents missing in poorly organized electronic files. Not really sure what that has to do with anything.
Me either.
That's more on the company than the worker.
Yes, that is.
Only 68% of people always turn their phones off at the movies. I never turn my phone off at the movies.
No, I just turn on vibrate.
Me too. What about you, Yoli? You talk through the movies and shit?
I don't even go to the movies. I watch them bootleg.
Oh. Now, do you turn off your phone when you watch them bootleg?
No, I put it on vibrate.
See? You out of that 68%. Almost two-thirds will tune out of meetings to read emails, tweet, or take mobile phone calls.
Damn.
Now, taking a phone call is too much. I'm sorry.
Yes.
That is too much. Hold that word, boss. I have to take this. Oh, what's up, my nigga? Nah, I'm just at work, chilling, nothing. In this meeting with, you know how these white people get in these meetings, dog. I'm going to call you back. They looking at me. And then half leave their devices on at least sometimes when they go to bed. I always leave my phone on when I go to bed. It's actually my alarm clock.
Mine too, and just in case an emergency.
What about you, Yoli?
Same here. It never shuts off.
Yeah, I don't know what these people tripping. You can't count that against me. The issue isn't whether you're working, it's whether you lose focus when something pops up on your screen, says David Lavenda, a vice president at Harman, based in, and they give the address, I don't care where it's based at. Distractions cost businesses $10,790 a year per worker, the study finds. Damn.
Damn.
A lot of money.
That is a lot of money, man. And how do they know that? Like,
cause you have to think, like they say, what, 2.5 hours wasted, you know, 40%. Doing this, doing that, like that's just one person. But if you have like a company where you have hundreds, even thousands of people, you know, 20, 30, 40% of your workforce doing that, that number adds up.
Yeah, I guess so, man. That's just a lot of money, man.
A lot.
But yeah, that's, I don't know, man. I believe their numbers to some extent. I do want to know how they found out $11,000 a person. Like, that is an excessive amount of money.
Yes, what the fuck are you doing at your job then?
Yeah, but yeah, man, I do believe it, man. Now, Yoli, we have this podcast as something we do on the side. Like, we do this after we work and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, a full-time job and then you do your YouTube thing and all that stuff and tweet? Or are you just, like, always tweeting and on YouTube and all that shit?
Well, I'm a photographer, so I kind of have my own hours. So I have time. I have a lot of time after to make my videos, tweet.
Now, I didn't know you were a photographer.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say sexed?
Yeah, I did.
So, like, what kind of shit do you take pictures of? Is it all up to your own discretion? Is it somebody hires you and they're like, hey, come take pictures of this shit? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it's like that. I do weddings, baby pictures, senior pictures, everything.
Yo, you are, all of our listeners are gonna fall in love with you. You are like that chick in every independent movie that's about some dude who's a loser, and that chick that like takes cameras and she's takes pictures and she's artistic and kind of funny
and views the world in a different way.
Yeah, and she'll actually she has funny hats, but she's kind of hot and she'll pay attention to the weird dude
while he snaps pictures of him.
Yeah, that everybody
and boils his penis.
Yes, and of course, the cutoff penis boiling things come up in like the last part of the movie. But for the beginning of the movie, man, I know it. When I say we're gonna have her on the show, a bunch of dudes hit up my timeline like, oh shit, y'all getting Yoli on the show. Like, they was excited.
Yes, they
were. For real?
Yes. Dudes love you, Yoli. Watch your back on these streets. get an alarm is all I'm saying.
I got it.
All right. So have you ever done karaoke? Cause I see you like to sing. Do you ever do it in front of people?
I don't. That's where my shyness comes in.
Okay. Well, apparently it's dangerous and you're making a wise decision. Four people have been charged with a felony count of riot after a fight that court papers say began with insults during a karaoke song at a Murray bar.
Wow.
Charges from November 21st brawl were filed Wednesday in state court in Salt Lake City. The fight happened at Highlander Club, and they give the address. Two of the defendants are brothers who were celebrating their birthdays. Wait, were they twins?
Must have been.
Two brothers are celebrating birthdays. One victim said the attackers were singing a karaoke song and shouting insults at another man. What? I only want to be with you. Fuck you, nigga. Fuck yourself. I'll punch you in your motherfucking face.
I don't want to be with you.
Will you take my hand? Before I kick your ass. Now get away from my stage.
Can't you see me singing drunk, nigga? Get away!
Highway to the go fuck yourself! The victim said he tried to intervene, and one defendant punched him in the eye.
Oh.
And threw a beer mug at another man.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when the beer is being thrown, that's when you know it's getting serious.
I know. Beer costs too much.
White people love beer.
Yes, I don't
ask white people right there.
Yeah, yes. Only white people would do something
and
like
that. And get hostile over too.
And they sing karaoke. Court papers go on to describe the four. What? Maybe it was a rap song. Maybe Doc Hader is right. Maybe they was performing, maybe the hip hop, the hip to the. I don't want to punch somebody. Let's see, four defendants throwing punches, mugs, and overturning chairs and tables as they battled other patrons.
Damn, they started fighting everybody.
Sound like the Source of Wars.
Wow.
Throwing cheers at niggas and shit. The defendants, all ranging in age from 27 to 32.
Wow.
You motherfuckers are too old.
Yes.
To be acting like this. 27? To 32? Come on, man. You are not supposed to be fighting over. That means y'all had to go to work with black eyes and shit. Y'all gotta explain to your coworkers that you was singing Highway to the Danger Zone and shit got a little out of hand.
Wow.
You know how Kenny Loggins does it to me. I can't fucking take it, man. I just wanted to finish my goddamn song. I was doing Thriller. I was getting to the hard part. They was heckling.
Alright. Get down with Michael.
So, apparently, for those of y'all that like to masturbate in public, now I don't like to, but I'm not judging our listeners and the people that get down like that. But this man got caught with his pants down behind a soda machine.
Oh.
Oklahoma City, home of Kevin Durant. Police said while they were responding to a shoplifting call, and so they weren't even looking for this nigga. That is terrible. Sir, put your dick up.
Wow. Couldn't you at least wait till the police left? Come on.
I would have hated to be that cop though. Like people always think of stuff like, oh, cops suck. And they do, but it would also suck to be a cop. Because like if I'm at the store and I see a nigga jacking off behind a Pepsi machine, I'll walk by.
That's right, I got paper for you nigga, I'm on my way home.
Right, I keep on walking. I go, somebody should do something about that. And I get in my car and drive the fuck off.
Yes, that's if I'm off duty.
Right, but if you have a fucking badge, you have to fucking do something. Now you have to touch this dude that has, like, dick on his hands, man. It's gross.
Yes.
Sir, put your penis away, sir. Back away from the machine, sir.
Yes. Could you imagine him? But it just got reattached. I'm trying to see if it's still working.
Got another one of those Taiwanese victims.
Yes.
So apparently, police arrested 31-year-old Marshall David Osborne on April 15th on indecent exposure charges after someone alerted police to a man touching himself behind a soda machine at the store's entrance.
Damn, who's at the front of the store?
Dang.
It was at the, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
It was at the front of the
store. This nigga's like, welcome to Walmart. ladies.
He's the greeter.
Yeah. How's it going, ladies? Do you have your receipt with that? All right, so the person told police they saw a pair of legs sticking out sticking out from behind a soda machine.
On his ass.
He was laying on the ground. Ugh. Are you being behind a soda machine? Nothing good happens back there.
He must have been drinking that sun drop and dropping it like it's hot.
Sun was dropping all right. He was, yeah. I mean, like, this dude.
Yes, he was dropping that juice.
Nothing good happens behind soda machines.
Nothing.
Like, that is where the apocalypse starts. Like, 6 p.m., don't be behind a soda machine.
Please don't.
So they saw a pair of legs sticking out from behind the soda machine. You think he thought he was being conspicuous? He's like, see, no one can see my dick, though. All they can see is my jeans, so I think I'm in the clear.
No
one's gonna wonder why I'm fucking laying down behind a nasty ass soda machine.
Oh yes, oh disgusting.
Oh, those, but you know what, those new Pepsi cans are sexy. I don't know if you've seen them,
and I think they can fit a penis in them.
Pepsi Max indeed, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so according to the police report, yeah, and so when police went to investigate, they said Osborne had his pants down to his ankles, touching himself.
Oh,
this nigga got comfortable.
Like he was at the house. Come on, dog.
If I'm gonna jack it, I'm gonna get a good one. I can only jack off one way. It has to be behind the soda machine. Can't come any other way. This is a terrible curse.
Yes, I see titties. I just got jack off.
Yeah. So they went to process a shoplifter at the jail, and the officer returned to find Osborne with his pants down, touching himself, all while handcuffed to the bench. Yeah, so they saw him, they arrested him and handcuffed him, and then this nigga went and got behind a soda machine and started jacking off while handcuffed to a bench.
Damn.
Yes, so he got 2 charges of indecent exposure.
That's terrible.
Yeah, well, here's another article. This is a horse of another color. This man tried to board a train with a pony.
With a pony?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he think he was going?
The rainbow.
Oh my god.
He was going to the rainbow bridge.
What the hell is Peter for this?
Maybe this dude was in Peter. He was like, hey, so why can't my horse come? So a man was captured on CCTV trying to board a train in Wales with a pony in tow. The unknown man attempted to buy 2 tickets, one for him and one for his four-legged friend. For a 2-hour journey to Holy... Now, wait. Why didn't he just hop on top of the horse?
And ride it there. Hello. Guess his own vehicle.
Sir, where's your saddle? But, so he... What was the ticket teller that day?
Could you imagine a ticket teller? He walks up and he's like, can I have 2 for me and Mr. Ed? What? Sir, I'm sorry. Your horse cannot go.
He's like, do you want to ride first class? Or do you want to ride in the coach? Or what do you want to do, man? You want to ride first class? Nay! All right, well, the nays have it. We're going to go coach. the shock staff refused to serve the man.
That's right.
Well, that's not true. They refused to serve their horse.
That's true.
That's discrimination.
Yeah, this is horseism.
That's horseshit. Yeah.
That's probably what the horse is.
Maybe it was like Mr. Ed. What if it was a talking horse? I would let a talking horse on the train.
You might get cussed out by it.
Yeah. I'm ready to go to Hollyhead.
Let's go get these hoes.
It's some whores in this house. It's some whores in this. Alright, so he was, they told him, look, horses can't come on the train, man. And undeterred, the man said, I know the law. and got into an elevator with the horse. Then he walked it across a bridge and onto a platform. So,
you know that horse was embarrassed as hell.
It's like every time I go out with Wilbur, this motherfucker pulls this shit. He knows I can't get on the train.
I told him before.
I hate trains.
Yeah. I told him my ass is too big and I can't fit in it.
Just give me a saddle, please. I need this bullshit in my life. My horse, goddamn it.
I keep telling him I'll take him there. He just won't believe me.
Keeps horsing around. Hey, man, but it's like I always say, man. You never turn a horse into a housewife, man.
Oh, man.
All right. So after a brief argument, the man retreated and left the station with his pony. And they said, we do allow small animals such as dogs and guide dogs on board, but not large animals, which could pose a risk to the general public. Duh.
That's right.
And come on, let's be honest, man. Who the fuck is the, I wouldn't even get on a train if I saw a dog on the train.
Hell no. Maybe it's just me, and I'm not anti-animals, but animals fart and shit and up and do all kinds of stuff. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't even hop on a train with a dog, so I don't know, man. I'm a little bit, I'm a little bit disturbed by this story. Here's a dude that also is a little bit disturbed. Let me send this link real quick. Blam. This man was arrested while applying to be an SDPD officer.
Oh.
Yes, Robert Williams' answers to the police applicant's questionnaire raised red flags. San Diego. Say that's what it say, SDPD, San Diego Police Department.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a disease.
He too. I was like, what says this?
Yes, I knew to clarify.
Thank you.
The look on Karen's face.
Thank you.
A man who applied for a job as a San Diego police officer was arrested after answers on his application raised red flags. On his questionnaire to work for the San Diego Police Department, Robert Williams had to answer questions about crimes he might have committed.
Oh.
A search warrant affidavit lists number 172 from Williams' applicant questionnaire as trouble. Wow, that's a lot of questions, huh?
Yeah.
God.
172, I just, y'all you need is one question. Did you do some crimes?
Yes or no? Yeah, no.
And then explain. That's it. That's what the fucking questionnaire should be.
Wow.
The question which asked applicants if they have ever had sexual contact with a child had a yes answer.
Oh, hell no.
Have a seat over there. Have a seat over there, sir. This is why we need Chris Hansen.
Exactly.
Question number 175, so that's three questions later, which asked if applicants, if they have ever viewed, purchased, sold, or subscribed to child pornography, also received a yes response.
Wow.
Well, at least he's honest, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
He would be an honest police officer, and that's what we need. Sure, he would also be a pedophile, but we need more honest cops on these streets.
Wow.
10 News learned that there were two more questions flagged for his responses. Police then searched Williams' car and apartment and confiscated computers and hard drives and arrested him. Williams had lived in an apartment in Chula Vista for about a week. A man who answered the door told 10 News he was a guest and he's no longer living here. He won't live here anymore. It said, I did a favor and brought him in because he had nowhere to go and gave me a sob story. So this person just let him off the street because he was sad.
Like it had to be a friend or a relative.
It was a woman, so maybe she was just like hoping that he wasn't a pedophile. I don't know.
That's true.
She said, one day she turned on her computer and found a strange file after Williams left his hard drive hooked up. When I opened the file, it was a little girl in blue as she was coming out of her clothes playing with a little thing in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, tears came out of my eyes. It was a home video.
Oh my goodness.
So, Ship, the lady that was letting us stay there, Rory Ship, she kicked him out the next day. But why didn't she call the cops though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if she has a kid.
Yeah, that seems weird. He goes, so when she goes to kick him out, he goes, there's nothing wrong with downloading it. Nothing at all.
What? Wow, do you not know the laws?
Nigga, what? No wonder he got caught. No wonder he got caught. He didn't think this shit was a crime. He applied to the police department and was like, what? I jack off the child porn. What is... It's a freedom of speech. Is this not America, damn it? This is not a communist country.
What?
If you can't jack off the kids no more, then I don't want to live here.
I can't touch a little boy. Who can?
I'm going to Zimbabwe where they have real freedom.
I'm going behind the Pepsi machine.
Yeah, if you need me, I'll be getting a Coke. Let's see, he goes, alright, so he says nothing's wrong with downloading it. He said, looking at it and downloading it, that's okay. And I said, are you sick? So, he probably didn't answer that. William's wife, Sunim, called the news and read a statement from him. So this nigga was married, and he was staying with this woman. This woman needs to be checked out too.
Yes.
Just to see if she's stupid.
Yeah, so he probably separated from his wife. Why was he with her?
The San Diego Police Department has problems with the integrity of their officers because telling the truth during the hiring process brings prosecution upon those seeking employment. Mr. Williams told the truth, revealing his secrets, his thoughts, and his past, but he remains innocent of all charges they have illegally obtained. He is, first of all, never ever write a statement unless you're a lawyer.
Say that again. Oh, that is damn evidence.
Yeah, she's just like... He remains innocent of all charges they have illegally obtained. That is, they don't obtain charges, dummy. They obtain evidence. I think you confused the two. He is seeking expert counsel pro bono. That means for free.
Wow.
So my man is like, his wife sent out a statement like, yo, he innocent. But if y'all got some lawyers out there that's working for free, holla at your boy.
Man, lawyer in their right mind would touch that fucking case.
I don't. There's nothing wrong.
Well, pay a lot of money.
If I was a lawyer, I'd be like, look, I'll download and watch your case, but I'm not touching it. That's illegal. he was charged. Let's see, he was booked and put in jail on $150,000 bond.
Wow.
Yeah. Speaking of kids, because you know this was kind of about kids. Did y'all know? It is illegal to try to sell a kid on eBay.
Your kid?
Yeah, like what the fuck is wrong with this country? You can't even sell somebody's kid on eBay.
No, you can't sell a kid. What the hell you gonna box it and ship it up in?
Maybe you can do like some type of pickup delivery. I mean, that's all kinds of options. Put them on a plane, something.
Put it in the box?
Authorities say a Western Michigan woman offered a 2-year-old relative for sale on eBay. And accepted a man's tongue-in-cheek bid. Sure it was tongue-in-cheek, sir.
Only in Michigan.
Yeah, of course in Michigan, you know. Y'all are pretty ratchet. Here's what I don't get, though. Can, if I try to buy a kid from Yoli, and I go, oh, this is crazy, I'm calling the cops, I can't believe you did this. Can I then, like, does Yoli have to leave me positive feedback on eBay? Because that's not a good transaction for her. She's going to prison.
Yeah, you are too for trying to buy it.
Yeah, so I'm not reading the entire article.
I know kids are bad. There's probably a lot of people that would love to sell their children, but it is illegal. Sorry to inform you people.
This not even her kid.
Oh, was someone say her kid?
No. This 20-year-old woman in Ottawa County, Allendale Township, about 15 miles away. Why did they give that information? Anyway, this woman had been caring for the 2-year-old girl, who's now in custody of her mother in nearby Kent County. She must have been on crack or something.
Had to have been.
I sell you this baby straight cash, baby. Come on. Like, how much was the bid? Why don't they have that in the article? Like, if it's $20, then you know she's on crack. You know what I mean? I can't take this baby. I just need the PayPal now. Anyway, don't do that.
Please don't.
Here's another quick article. I'm not reading the whole thing, but apparently, this lady, you know how you can get apps for your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yoli, what kind of phone you got?
An Android.
Okay, so you know how you can go into the app store and like download a game and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, this lady downloaded a game, and what they're doing now is called this thing called freemium. It's where a podcast do it. A lot of people use this dynamic. You give away a certain amount of content for free, but then when you want to upgrade and you want better features in the game and stuff, you have to pay for it.
Yes.
So, you know, like Angry Birds, you can play Angry Birds all you want, but if you want a special bird called the Eagle, which clears the board in one shot, you have to pay a dollar.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this lady bought an app that was a game, and you have to pay for, like, all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she let her 8-year-old daughter play it, and her daughter bought $500 worth of shit.
I would beat the hell out of her. I would whoop her ass. A, mama was stupid for giving an 8-year-old kid who don't got a fucking job and don't value of a dollar bill your fucking cell phone. I love my niece with all my heart. My niece will always want to play my phone. I always tell her no. Why? Because this is not a fucking toy. This costs money and it's expensive as hell to replace. So if you feel like tossing to the ground because I piss you off, we're going to have some issues, little girl. This mama's stupid.
I only got this article because I knew Karen would get mad. I was looking at articles like, ooh, I don't even have to say anything for this one.
That's stupid.
All right. Well, we always talk about swords on the show, right? We are not really pro sword. We talk about all kinds of sword ratchetness. The sword is the most ratchet weapon known to man. Now, what is a lightsaber if not a sword?
It is a sword.
Exactly. It's a laser sword. It's the worst of all the weapons.
Yes, it is.
So this teen was convicted of raping a boy with a toy lightsaber.
Oh!
Yeah. Is this the sword utopia that you want, Adjective J? I heard your podcast. Everybody does not need a sword. That's stupid. People out here raping everybody with swords and shit. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Wow.
A teenager was convicted Tuesday of sexually assaulting a 9-year-old boy with a toy lightsaber.
Oh.
Javier, I love how when it's somebody who is Hispanic, they always put their middle name. Like, if that shit is extra Spanish, that shit gets in there. They love, the news subliminally slanders Mexican people and Latinos all the fucking time.
And you know what? It's sad, but sometimes I think they get a worse rap than black people.
So they are trying their damnedest. This is like Juan
Jose, yeah. Alexander Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had 8 names.
They don't even be like Junior. They be like Secondo. Like, it's wrong, man. Leave these Mexican people alone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Javier Enrique Perez, who's 19, was found guilty by a jury of one felony count of sexual penetration by a foreign object by force. Cause, you know, we have to have that law in the books because of people like this, apparently.
Wow.
This shit gets pretty explicit. One felony count of aggravated sexual assault of a child. Two felony counts of forcible lewd acts on a child. While other young boys watched, Perez, he sexually assaulted John Doe number one in the kitchen by pushing him over the kitchen table and holding him down.
Oh.
Yeah. He sexually assaulted him by pushing over the kitchen table and holding him down. Now, is that with the lightsaber or is...
I'm assuming pushing him and bending him over.
Okay, so then the prosecutor says Perez then raped the boy with a toy lightsaber as the victim screamed in pain and attempted to struggle.
Oh.
Perez was also convicted of forcing an eight-year-old to participate in the assault. What?
Wow.
Now, there is no episode of Star Wars that is like that. I'm sorry.
No,
I've seen them all.
Han Solo does not be doing nothing like that.
Who?
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Thank you.
Women. Women. Don't try to delve into the nerddom if you're not ready.
I'm sorry, geeks. Don't shoot me,
It's okay, my Padawan.
I'm learning.
But yeah, man, I've seen all, even when Anakin killed all the younglings, when he killed all them little kids in the last one.
He didn't assault them, he just killed them.
Yes, he was not putting lightsabers in their buttholes, man.
No, he was just taking them out.
What is wrong with these people? And what the fuck was this 19-year-old doing with a toy lightsaber? You're 19, man. Put the toys down. So the mother came to pick him up, and he told, the kid told his mom what happened. Good job, kid. A lot of times these kids don't tell people because they're ashamed and stuff. But I'm glad he told. Fuck that.
And see, this is why I can't have kids, because, man, I probably fucking snap my kid to me some shit like that. No
fuck. She called the cops, and he got sentenced to, well, he faces a sentence with a maximum of 30 years. Because, you know, we need to leave room for him to possibly get out, because maybe he's learned from his mistakes of raping little boys with lightsabers, you know?
True.
Maybe he's going to cure cancer when he gets out. I'm sure he has the HIV. He will solve the HIV virus when that motherfucker gets out. I'll say life. Fuck him. Alright, so Oklahoma burglary suspects say they were looking for a place to have sex.
Wow.
It's a convenient excuse, you know? And if you could get off with this, then why wouldn't you always try this? You know what I mean?
Wow.
Anytime the cops caught me stealing some shit, I'd be like, I was trying to fuck. Calm down. But I fuck in bank vaults. That's what I do. I took this mask and this gun because I needed to get laid.
Yes, I like to get laid around hundreds and thousands.
So apparently, a suspected burglar told Durant police, wait, there's a place in Oklahoma called Durant? That is very fortuitous for Oklahoma City.
Yes, that is.
Anyway, he and his female companion were just looking for a place to have sex.
Wow.
But the two officers sent to Hitchcock Distributing after the security alarm went off didn't buy it. Especially after they found a pile of stolen goods, including two 50-foot rolls of copper tubing.
Oh, they were gonna sell that.
Yeah, that's some crackhead shit. 50-foot rolls, that's big, yo.
Yes, it probably took both of them to tow it out of there.
Mm-hmm. He's like, no, we fuck on copper. We are some freaks. Oh, I love the taste of pennies.
I like for her pussy to shine after I finish.
Alright, so fuck those crackheads. Let's talk about another crackhead. Only got a couple more articles left, but
oh my God.
Talk about some other crackheads. This woman tried to trade salad for drugs. Salt Lake City woman has been charged with third degree felony? Goddamn! What? No, maybe third degree is less. Maybe, I don't know. There's gotta be less, right?
But it's still a felony, so it sits.
Anyway, so she got a felony for asking an undercover police officer to give her drugs in exchange for an Olive Garden salad in a to-go box.
I thought you were talking about getting salad tossed.
Maybe that's
about real salad with ranch.
Maybe that's what she's talking about. Maybe, you know what? Maybe she's really smart. And for a crackhead, what she's doing, she's offering sexual favors, but she's trying to disguise it as selling a salad in order to beat the charges.
Do you think she came up with a box? I got a great Greek salad from Olive Garden. I got some salad dressing if you want to toss it too.
Yeah, I think she said, how would you like your salad tossed? And that dude was like, I'm a cop. She's like, no, nigga, I'm literally toss salad.
Salad.
I got the bag here and everything. Yeah, but alright, so she's 33. She approached an undercover officer who was working on the corner of, they give the address. Cause you know, criminals need to know where the cops hang out.
Yes,
when they do undercover stings. Thank you, newspaper. Fuck you.
Yes, maybe it's just me. I think it's illegal for them to get that shit away. Maybe that's just me.
Like, if you don't want to get caught.
Stay away from this location.
This is what happened. According to charging documents, the woman was carrying a white food container and asked the undercover officers for $10 worth of cocaine. Why do they make it sound like she, I'll have $10 worth of cocaine, please, sir.
Well, you know, in exchange for $10 worth of salad.
Thank you, my good man. This is a pleasant transaction.
And we have extra feta cheese.
I will frequent your establishment again when I get another salad. Thank you. according to the charges, she stated that she wanted some cocaine, but she only had $2 in a salad.
It was $10.
I got $2 in a salad.
The salad was $8.99.
All right, 8 quarters and some lettuce. I'll do anything. Why didn't she just say she suck his dick? I mean, I don't get it. If you're that hard up, she still had a little bit of pride. She must have been like one rock away from like dick sucking. Like it had to be like she's like no, not yet.
The only reason why she didn't suck it, baby, because she didn't have no ranch.
I brought all it could get $1,000 out. Yes. That's not my salad tossing dressing of
preference. No, that's terrible.
Let's see, when another officer searched the woman prior to her arrest, they found a glass pipe, oh, of course, inside her cigarette pipe, or cigarette pack in her pocket. Of course, she was on that crack, man. Mm-hmm. I got this Olive Garden salad, man. Come on, man, I suck your dick. And I got $2. She just like look at her pocket. I got lint. What you want for lint?
No, thank you, ma'am. No, thank you.
How about a Power Ranger?
You know you want to be healthy.
Look at you. You need salad in your life.
Yeah, you look hungry.
Are you getting all your vitamins out here on this corner?
Why are you pushing these drugs?
Yeah. Oh, shit. She couldn't even get meat. Like, that was what she got? And then the other thing, when he said he didn't want the salad, she said she could return later with more money and some Olive Garden gift cards.
Work at Olive Garden?
I don't know. She was trying to work with this nigga though.
Wow. I got $225 gift cards. Oh, damn.
Now you can only use these on Monday through Thursday, okay?
Can't use them on the weekends.
You can't use them on Fridays and the weekends. But I'll bring two of them. Now please, let me suck your dick and can I have $10 off a Coke? What is that, like half a rock? What is $10 for the Coke of cocaine?
I don't know. Don't sound like a lot to me.
It's like that interlude on Ghostface album where he's like talking about buying crack. Like, I got $9 for your ass. Anyway, so speaking of drug deals, God, all these articles are fucking tied together beautifully today.
Yes, they are.
I'm sorry, this isn't funny, but this is what we do. We laugh at fucked up shit. A Butler County mother is accused of taking her daughter on a drug buy that ended in a shooting.
Oh,
oh my God.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. Sometimes you have to do that, Karen. When you don't have salad, this is what you do. Okay? Make it work.
Wow.
The deputies arrested Delina Ray Rorig, 27. And yes, she is white. For all y'all racists out there. So I don't want to hear that shit. And obviously the other woman was white too. She was at the Olive Garden and she had salad. You know black people don't eat salads like that.
No, who KFC? I would say she was black.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been fucked up. Although I did read an article. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt this article, but I did read an article this week. This nigga confessed to like murder for some KFC. Yeah. Like, he was in prison, and he was like, man, I could kill the hell out of some KFC, speaking of killing, and gave them the whole confession because they brought him KFC.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all look that one up on your own.
Wow, that's nuts.
That is not the type of racial stereotype I want to promote, so I said this
much. That damn good.
Let's only pick on white people this week. All right, so this cheese eater was, she was involved in a road rage incident on Friday, and they give the address because, you know, I might want to drive by and check it out. It says she had been shot in the buttocks.
Oh, shot in the butt.
Yeah, her and Forrest Gump. And her car was riddled with bullets. Her 7-year-old daughter was in the car with her at the time. When deputies investigated, they said details of the shooting didn't add up. Some evidence we took from the car didn't make sense. It made the story seem almost unbelievable. They said after questioning her, the lady again, they learned that she was trying to buy heroin when the dealer shot at her car.
Wow.
She was arrested and charged with filing a false police report and child endangering. The real disturbing part, which bothered all of us, is that there's a 7-year-old in the backseat of her car. So not only did she take a 7-year-old to get narcotics, but the pusher in the when she put her in a situation where there was gunfire. The baby was in the back seat. We have a bullet hole in the dashboard, 2 in the door, 1 just behind the door in the lower frame. The one in the back actually did strike the back seat. So you're within 2 feet of this child.
Wow.
Yes. I know. I can't believe this. Why wasn't that child strapped? Okay, when you take a child to a dangerous drug deal, you gotta make sure that the kid is armed, man. You don't just bring them in and let him sit there in the car with no gun? That's stupid.
Yeah, why does she have a bulletproof vest on the baby then?
Yeah, have you never seen The Wire? Shit can get real.
Shit can get real.
See, unfortunately, we're seeing it more and more. There's a trend. Wait a minute. I missed a sentence. Rieger said cases in which children are brought to drug deals are becoming all too common.
Wow.
I blame the economy.
Fuck that. I blame people who shouldn't have kids. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, when it comes to this lascivious fatigue going on, you know what I mean? These vociferous acts. I blame Obama. The nigga needs... I'm sorry, I got a little vocabulations on y'all. I'm sorry about that.
Yes, you did.
You did.
Very vocabulations.
But anyway, man. This has been the Blackout podcast. Our guest was Yoli the Jew.
Yes.
Follow her on Twitter at Yoli the Jew. Go to her YouTube channel and subscribe to her. I'm subscribed. Just go on YouTube, search Yoli the Jew, and you'll be alerted every time she has a video about titties, or Twitter love, or her apartment, or, you know, her Jew style. Oh, I forgot to ask, did you wanna do a song live for us?
I can.
Alright.
Okay.
I'm game.
I had to do an acapella.
Okay, that works for me. I'm gonna shut the hell up and let you do it.
Alright, since this is a big hit, I'm gonna do a little bit of Twitter love. I'm only gonna do a little bit. I'm not giving you the whole thing. You can watch it on my YouTube channel.
Okay, you let me know when you're done. I'm gonna go on mute.
Alright, here we go. You're a little insane, but you fucked up in the way that we do. I'm a little vain, but you love me just the same. 'Cause I'm a Jew. They say texting and tweeting are somewhat related in the way that they make us act. But baby, see what you do to me. It's driving me crazy in the way that you make me feel. Don't you know that you're my Twitter love. That's it.
Woo!
Thank you.
And let me just make it clear that I'm not a professional singer.
Oh, well, that sounded pretty good to me.
Me too.
It sounded funny, which is what it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
So I thank you very much for sharing your talent with us, Yoli, and your time.
Thank you for having me.
And I will have this thing up soon. Make sure you guys check her out. Make sure you go to the blackouttips.com. You know, donate to the show. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Rodimus Prime.
I'm Stay Dat Again, Dat as in D-A-T.
This episode was brought to you by Album of Audio Plays by Alexa Yings. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That she didn't send me like a phonetic how to pronounce it. But it's her Best Stories Volume 1, The Life and Times of Alexa Yeems. Make sure y'all check her out. And also, make sure you call the show 704-557-0186. Leave a voicemail. We respond to those on Saturdays. Fellas, if you feeling Yoli, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all leave us a message. We'll relay it on.
Yes, we will.
And, you know, or you can go on Twitter and hope that she follows you back and try to DM her and shit like that. I know how it goes in these Twitter streets. And also make sure you email the show, theblackouttips@gmail.com. So until next time, I love you.
Me too, baby.
Mwah. Aww.